truth.
Coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun, and I have to tell you that my computer is doing all kinds of weird stuff here. Anyway, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to call in, question, problem, you want to vent, rant, you want to jump all over me, it doesn't really make any difference. I had an article up I wanted to share with you that I was going to do right after the break here, and my computer just went absolutely crazy, and it lost all the articles I had up. So give me a second here. Let me see if I can recover this, because I don't know what is going on with this. But anyway, again, as I said, the phone lines are open. I was going to tell you, I ran across a report the other day. You know, remember this, I'm going to see if I can kind of give you a little overview just out of the top of my head. There was a report that ran across my computer over the weekend about this whole Mueller investigation and the 15 or 16 months they sent out and all the money that they spent and blah, 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 blah. And then ultimately they wound up, remember Rod, there was a clip of Rod Rosenstein and Mueller and everybody giving high fives because they indicted these 13 Russians. Well, it looks like, folks, that they got this information and they copied parts of the indictment out of an article that was released in 2015 about these same Russians. So they actually kind of cobbed something together to make it look like they did something after spending I don't know how many millions of dollars of taxpayer money. Let's see. I'll pull them up and get them back. If you what? Okay. Just got a message. The message pops up and then I got about 4 seconds to read it, and then it disappears, so I didn't catch all of that, but that's okay. So anyway, what is this? Hold on just a second, folks.
What I told you was, Mike, I told you, yeah, if you want to send me the links, I'll pull them up on my computer and get your back if you need me to.
Send you the link. I'm trying to find the article about that I ran across where Mueller indicted these 13 Russians, and all of it disappeared during the break. I had it all up there getting ready to go, you know, and it all just disappeared. So,
on it.
It's an article that says that the indictment was copied out of a report that was made in 2015 by the, it's out of the Gateway Pundit. Okay, see if you can pull that up and get it to me. In the meanwhile, I'm going to cover the top 10 myths about the Israel-Palestine conflict, because when I have Kevin Barrett up, Kevin is going to talk about what life is really like in Iran, and this is going to be Wednesday afternoon, folks. The people, the culture, the ideology, how the religions mix and intermingle peacefully, the leadership, and you know, the overview, hopefully get into some of the laws. I've only got an hour with him, so I'm not going to be able to get into too much with him. But regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, I ran across an article where Ray McGovern went over to Palestine. And this was before – okay, can you Skype it to me, Tom? Anyway, this was before he had Tamimi was arrested. And they were protesting together. So at any rate, again, I want to put the word out. Ahed Tamimi is still in jail over there, because I thought the way I read it, I thought that Ray McGovern got over there and got her out somehow. But evidently, no, that's not the case. But I want to cover. Let's see if I got this article if Tom sent it to me here. Yep. Okay. Let's see. You got it, but I don't see it coming over.
I got it. I didn't pull it up on the device that I'm using to do the podcast, so I have it in front of me. I'm working on getting it to you. Just give me a second.
Okay. No worries. I will go ahead then and go with the top 10 myths about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, folks. Myth number one, the Jews and the Arabs have always been in conflict in this region. That's a lie. Although the Arabs were a majority in Palestine prior to the creation of the State of Israel, there had always been a Jewish population as well. And for the most part, Jewish Palestinians got along just like they do in Iran with their Arab neighbors. And this began to change with the onset of the Zionist movement, because the Zionists projected the right of the Palestinians to self-determination and wanted Palestine for their own to create the Jewish state. Now, myth number two, the United Nations created Israel. Well, the UN became involved when the British sought to wash its hands of the volatile situation its policies had helped to create and extricate itself from Palestine. And to that end, they requested that the UN take up the matter. Let's see. Let's see if I can pull this up here. Give me a second, folks. All right, I'm in myth number two, but I'm going to go ahead and stop that. I'm going to get to the other eight myths in a second, but I just want to share this with you. This is out of the Gateway Pundit. This is dated February 19th, 2018. It is written by Christina Layala, and it says, veteran FBI official. This is a quote by a veteran FBI official. The Mueller indictment of 13 Russians meant to justify the existence and salary of Special Counsel Witch Hunt. On Friday, the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller announced that a grand jury indicted 13 Russian nationals along with three Russian entities accused of supporting the presidential campaign of then-candidate Donald J. Trump and disparaging Hillary Clinton. Rod Rosenstein admitted that not one American had knowledge that they were interacting with Russians who were posing as Americans, and the outcome of the election wasn't impacted. Investigative reporter Paul Sperry spoke with a veteran FBI official who said the Russians named in the indictment are in Russia and will never be arrested or incarcerated. The indictment was all a public relations stunt to the tune of how much money, folks? How many millions were spent on this? And according to Sperry, a veteran FBI agent said the 13 indictments by Mueller are moot, and it was done for show to solely justify the special counsel's existence and their salary. Paul Sperry tweeted, breaking, this just in from veteran FBI CI official. The 13 indictments by Mueller are moot. The subject are all in Russia and cannot be indicted. It appears that Mueller and his team of far-left attorneys copied, get this, folks, they copied much of their report from an earlier RFE article. It appears the hotshot liberal Mueller team produced their report with the help of a report written back in 2015. And then there's this. The Russian ads that were mentioned in Mueller's indictment were already, get this, folks, were already released by the House Intelligence Committee in November of 2017. And according to a leak from the Mueller insider, the special counsel plans on investigating Trump for the next several months. So, the comments? A privately owned website. We reserve the right to edit, remove any comments that contain spam, advertising, vulgarity, threats, violence, blah, 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 blah. I thought there was more to this than this, because originally, they had put in the actual, they pulled that out. Originally, they had shown in here the actual indictment along with, this is coming, evidently it's coming from a different source. But they had shown the original indictment that Rod Rosenstein and Mueller had put together. And then they showed it in comparison with the 2015 writings. And it was the same people that were indicted. So what they did was they took this indictment, they copied this information off of this, and they put it in the form of indictment, knowing that they could never prosecute these guys anyway to justify their botched investigation. How sickening can you get? I mean, really. So let's see. Getting back to this. My computer is going so slow now. It's really screwed up. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder here, folks. Give me a second. Let me see if this comes up, because if it doesn't, I may wind up having to... Oh, here we go. Okay, we're back. Okay, so myth number two, the United Nations created Israel. I'm shifting gears and going back to this, folks. As I said, the UN became involved when the British sought to wash its hands of the volatile situation in its policies that it helped create and to extricate itself from Palestine. And to that end, they requested the UN take up the matter. And as a result, the UN Special Commission on Palestine was created to examine the issue and offer its recommendation on how to resolve the conflict. And the Special Commission contained no representatives from any Arab country, and in the end, issued a report that explicitly rejected the right of the Palestinians to self-determination. They rejected the democratic solution to the conflict, and they instead proposed that Palestine be partitioned into two states, one Arab and one Jewish. And the UN Assembly endorsed the commission in its resolution number 181, and it is often claimed that this resolution partitioned Palestine, or that it provided Zionist leaders with a legal mandate for their subsequent declaration of the existence of the State of Israel, or some other similar variation of the theme. And all such claims, folks, are absolutely false. Resolution 181 merely endorsed the commission's report and the conclusions as recommendations. And needless to say, for Palestine to have been officially partitioned, this recommendation would have had to have been accepted by both Jews and Arabs, which it was not. So, moreover, the General Assembly resolutions are not considered legally binding. Only Security Council resolutions are. And furthermore, the UN would have had no authority to take land from one people and hand it over to another. And any such resolution seeking so to partition Palestine would have been null and void anyway. And I had the opportunity over the weekend, I don't know whether it was a listener that sent it to me or not, but there was a 49-minute video I watched, very, very sad video, on the death of Rachel Corrie, who back in 2004 was protesting and was run over by a bulldozer. Her family actually went there 6 months later and met the people whose home she was protecting. All of this, what was that?
That was me. That makes me very mad, that case. I'm sorry.
No worries. Don't worry about it. Anyway, going on with this, myth number three, the Arabs missed an opportunity to have their own state in 1947. Now, see, these are some of the myths that are being put out by the Zionist agenda, folks. The UN recommendation to partition Palestine was rejected by the Arabs, and many commentators today point to this rejection as constituting a missed opportunity for the Arabs to have their own state. But characterizing this as an opportunity for the Arabs is patently ridiculous. The partisan plan was in no way, no shape, and no form an opportunity for the Arabs. And first of all, as it was already noted, the Arabs were a large majority in Palestine at the time, with Jews making up about a third of the population by then, due to the, as we know, massive immigration of Jews from Europe in 1922. By contrast, the British consensus showed that Jews represented only about 11% of the population. And additionally, the land ownership statistics from 1945 showed Arabs owned more land than Jews in every single district of Palestine, including Jaffa, where Arabs owned 47% of the land, while Jews only owned 39%. And Jaffa boasted the highest percentage of Jewish-owned land of any district. And in other districts, Arabs owned an even larger portion of the land. And at the extreme other end, in Ramallah, Arabs owned 99% of the land. In the whole of Palestine, folks, Arabs owned 85% of the land, while Jews owned less than 7%, which remained the case up until the time of Israel's creation. Yet, despite these facts, the UN partition recommendation had called for more than half of the land of Palestine to be given to the Zionists for their Jewish state. You know, the truth is that no Arab could reasonably be expected to accept such an unjust proposal. You know, and you think about this, the UN did this, okay? They recommended it. The Zionists took it, ran with it, all right? And then on the other hand, I'm talking about 1961, the UN prepared this whole thing for the gun grab, starting all the way back in 1961. And few political commentators today to describe the Arabs' refusal to accept a recommendation that their land be taken away from them premised upon the explicit rejection of their right to self-determination as a, quote, missed opportunity represents either an astounding ignorance of the roots of the conflict or an unwillingness to look honestly at its history. I go with the latter, and I'll tell you why. Because we know that the mainstream media is predominantly owned by Zionist entities. It also should be noted that the partition plan was also rejected by many Zionist leaders. And among those who supported the idea, which included David Ben-Gurion, their reasoning was that this would be a pragmatic step towards their goal of acquiring the whole of Palestinian or the whole of Palestine for a Jewish state, something which could be finally accomplished later through force of arms. Now, when the idea of partition was first raised earlier, for instance, Ben-Gurion had written that, and I quote, after we become a strong force as the result of a creation of a state, we shall abolish partition and expand the whole of Palestine, unquote. The partition should be accepted, he argued, and again I quote, to prepare the ground for our expansion into the whole of Palestine, unquote. The Jewish state would then have to preserve order if the Arabs would not acquiesce, by machine guns if necessary. Quote David Ben-Gurion. Myth number four, Israel has a right to exist. Well, folks, the fact that this term is used exclusively with regard to Israel is instructive as to its legitimacy, as is the fact that the demand is placed upon Palestinians to recognize Israel's, quote, right to exist, unquote, while no similar demand is placed upon Israelis to recognize the right to exist of a Palestinian state. Folks, nations don't have rights. People do.
Amen.
The proper...
Sorry.
I feel like I'm preaching. Are you sitting on a pew out there in the audience? Or, oh, Tom, okay.
Praise the Lord, brother. Moral all right, consistency.
All right, here we go. Nations don't have the right... No, nations don't have rights. People do. The proper framework for discussion is within that of the right of all peoples to self-determination. And seen in this, the proper framework is an elementary observation that it is not the Arabs which have denied Jews that right, but the Jews which have denied that right to the Arabs. And the terminology of Israel's, quote, right to exist is constantly employed to obfuscate that fact. And as already noted, Israel was not created by the UN, but came into being on May 14th, 1948, when the Zionist leadership unilaterally and with no legal authority declared Israel's existence with no specification as to the extent of their new state's borders. And in a moment, the Zionists had declared that Arabs no longer were the owners of their land. It now belonged to the Jews. And we've seen this happening. Rachel Corrie is an example, but this is going on to this day. And in an instant, the Zionists had declared that the majority of Arabs in Palestine were now second-class citizens in a new Jewish state. That would be like, you know, a whole army of people coming over from, you know, Latvia, right? And planting their hind end right in the middle of our country and then starting to just bulldoze your land out and say, I'm sorry, it belongs to us. We had this land 5,000 years ago and we can prove it. Well, it's buried there, and, you know, the land in which it's buried on is private land. We can't dig it up. But take our word for it, all right? This land belongs to us, and we're taking it back. That's what they're doing to the Palestinians, folk. It must be emphasized that the Zionists had no right to most of the land, and they declared as part of Israel. We'll be back after the break. I'll continue with this. Michael Hertzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun, with an input once in a while from the cap-wielding pistol, Tom Lockhart.
Thank you. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, George, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm trying to lend a hand, but I'll tell you what, my computer's screwing up, and I am afraid to click on Dan. Let me know if I have a caller, because I'm afraid to click on the button or lose what I've got. I got Joe? Joe in Alaska? Okay. Let's go to Joe in Alaska. Joe, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hey, I'll try and keep it a little shorter and more succinct this time. Regarding Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, I was 63 on Friday, and I'm totally on board with you about all kinds of things, especially Vince Foster. I paid $50 for his investigation back when. Anyway, here we go. Why wouldn't Nikki Haley be called an ambassadress? Better yet, an embarrassment in a red dress. A harlot sitting upon many waters. Obvious now, Trump bought her. Obvious too, well used. Guess who now has syphilis too?
I'm assuming you wrote that,
Thank
Joe.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I wrote it on my birthday.
Okay, good input, Joe. I appreciate that. Anything else that you want to add off the top here? Go ahead.
Oh, no, you just do such a great job. I love you. I love the fact that you guys don't stomp all over religion like Michael Rivero does.
I can't speak for Michael Rivero, so I don't have a comment at Joe, but, you know, all right. I'll take it as a compliment, though, okay?
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Thanks, Amen. Joe. Appreciate the call. All right, let me get back to this, folks, because this is important to me, and I hope it's important to you, because as I mentioned in my show last week about the BDS and boycotting, divesting from anything that Israel, exports, all right, something's got to be done about this, because these people are oppressed. These people are under literally military prison camp-like conditions over there, and they've done nothing. And Israel, as good as they are and as covert and clever as they are, the Zionists that control it, are playing the victim, turning this around while they're genociding these people. So it must be emphasized that the Zionists had no right to most of the land they declared as part of Israel, while the Arabs did. And this war, therefore, was not and is commonly asserted in mainstream commentary an act of aggression by Arab states against Israel, but rather the Arabs were acting in defense of their rights to prevent the Zionists from illegally and justly taking over Arab lands and otherwise disenfranchising the Arab population. And the act of aggression was the Zionist leadership's unilateral declaration of the existence of Israel, and the Zionists used the violence to enforce their aims both prior to and subsequent to their declaration. And my computer is screwing up again here, folks. I don't know what the issue is.
Somebody doesn't like you.
Yes, I do have a troll once in a while, I know. No, it's not scrolling down. I mean, it's, you know, anyway, I'll go as far as I can, which isn't going to be much farther, unless, of course, I can get... why is this thing not scrolling down? All right. Anyway, in the course of the war that ensued, Israel implemented a policy of ethnic cleansing, and 700,000 Arab Palestinians were either forced from their homes or fled out of fear of further massacres. And by the way, that home that Rachel Corrie was protecting, doctor, I can't remember his name, but he was a doctor, had a wife, had children, had Rachel over for dinner, had their parents over for dinner later after Rachel had been run over. They ultimately caved in their home as well, and now there's illegal settlements on that. And I understand that Jared Kushner is a part of this, okay, and is, I don't know whether he's putting money into it or he's actively, you know, advocating it or what. But it's disgusting, folks. So in the course of the war that ensued, 700 Arab Palestinians were either forced for their homes or fled out of fear of further massacres. Such had occurred in the village of Dar Yassin shortly before the Zionist declaration. We'll be back. I got to take a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come. See if I can fix this during the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun with a computer that I have never seen it acting like this. It totally erased everything that I just had up on the screen. So what I'm going to do here is, believe it or not, I'm going to wing it for the next half hour, folks. I've got six more myths about Palestine that I will get into. And I apologize to...
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a message that just came in from Joanne.
I see that. I see that, but I'm afraid to click on it. But I've also got a message.
Okay, I got it.
Well, wait a minute. Well, yeah, I know. Well, wait a minute. Who's the caller, Dan? Okay. Listen, Steve Elkins, you asked me to give you a cue to call in. Go ahead. You can call in now. I'll pick you up next. Francis in North Carolina, go ahead. You're on with Michael and Tom. Go ahead.
Oh, dear. Well, hey, fellas. I'm curious about one thing. When I hear the commentary about Jewish people and Zionists and so forth and whatever have you, I've got a strange question for you fellas. If you recall, there was a film called The Matrix in three parts. And supposedly, the last human group that was deep within the earth inhabited a place called Zion. So I guess that was supposed to make them Zionists. And the machines that they had created were looking to destroy them. or shall we say, destroy their makers, for that matter. My question is this. Who is the real monster? The people or the machines? Or who are the machines?
I couldn't answer the question. Go ahead, Tom.
I could.
Go ahead.
It is. Well, if you go by the basic biblical tenets of the Ten Commandments, right? Keep things simple. Obvious things like thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not covet, steal, all of that. Honor thy mother and thy father. All common sense stuff, right? So what happened was the doctrines of men polluted this common sense moral code. And that is the machine. The machine history repeats itself over and over and over again. And it is my opinion that the machine itself is the doctrines by which these people become indoctrinated into. And there is a global cabal of folks who implement, they use many religions, including my own. I'm a Christian, to propagandize, to divide, to conquer. So my opinion is the root cause of it is man-made. It knows no one faith. It knows no boundaries, and it all is a pollution of morality, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure it out because when I hear the commentary, it's almost like, well, if these people are the last group or village of Zion, then they must be bad because of the terminology being used. But that being said,
well, so keeping it is a movie. I mean, you know.
Well, when someone younger than I am. And I'm not going to say how old I am at the moment, sees that, and they think from a purely state of innocence as to, and take things for granted for what the terminology is in instigating, shall we say, they think, oh, they must be bad because they're Zionist or whatever have you. And actually, in fact, it's the machines that are bad. So the question is, who is trying to do the psychological trip-up of this mess? So enough about that deal. Now, as for an earlier caller saying about that Michael Rivera basically avoids religion discussion thereof, or what I don't remember the exact terminology verbatim, but having heard him talk, and when people address religion with him, he keeps a neutral point of stance as far as that goes. Because, and I have to respect that, a lot of people will think, what the heck is she talking about? She don't know what she's talking about. How dare she? Guess what? I do dare. I have to respect him on this grounds. No matter what you say about anyone in religion, whether you say good or bad, you're going to offend some way, somehow, somewhere, somebody, for that matter, while you're complimenting someone else of a different religion.
I'm going to interject here, Francis, and I want to make this clear for all of the listening audience, including you. I do not bash any religion. I have no affinity or aversion to Jewish people because Judaism is a religion. Zionism is an agenda. There's two different factions. Go read the Bible, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. Beware of those who say they are Jews but are not. The Zionists, primarily, there could be some Jews in there, but many of them are not, including non-Jew entities as well, like Joe Biden. He's not a Jew, but he's a professed Zionist. So there's a distinct clarity between that, okay? I want to make that clear. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that's fine. However, right. I wasn't bringing you into the mix here.
Okay, I'm just stating that for the record. Go ahead.
That's fine. The impression.
Well, you know, can I add something here to that? It's just, you know, I do study the religious, the doctrines that come into play here. And what the Zionists have done, and there are many rabbis, Orthodox rabbis, who confirm what I'm about to say, that Israel had a broken covenant, and there's debate about that. But when the land was supposed to be returned to them by their own doctrine, it was to be when the Messiah returned. Right. So they had to change and alter that narrative because that wasn't convenient to the political Zionist movement. So they have indoctrinated many Jews from the time they're little kids to believe that the nation state, the political entity of Israel, is one and the same with the biblical people. It is my opinion from all of the study that I've made that it is not.
I agree with you, Tom.
That would make sense. Now, quick question, though. You say Orthodox rabbi. Are you referring to Hasidic Orthodox or just simply Orthodox?
Not all of them. So, like I said, some of them that are ardent supporters of the State of Israel, I believe, you know, and I don't believe all these folks are even bad people. I don't believe in that concept. All I believe is that this was a doctrine that has been manipulated to bring about a political agenda that was put in force by the British and Lord Rothschild through the Balfour Declaration. This is all a political thing. Even in their own doctrines, it says that that they are to be dispersed until the return of the Messiah. So all I have to say on the religious front is, please show me the Messiah, and then we can have a talk. And if you can't show me the Messiah, you're violating your own codes. And so why are you violating your own codes? You're violating it to bring on a political agenda. That's it.
Well, you know something, fellas? Simple. Your commentary is reminding me of a bumper sticker of long ago, a few decades back. You know what it said? The last time we mixed politics with religion, people either got hanged or burned at the stake.
What's happening now?
Bingo.
Are people not getting hanged and burned at the stake over this, mixing politics and religion? Is what's going on right now over in Palestine?
Hey, I mean, it is, but the problem is it shouldn't be going on. I mean,
that's my point exactly. And
I've said this before, Michael. If the so-called government head and the military head of the U.S. did not brown nose the same in Israel. And over in Palestine, well, actually it's Israel, against Palestine. If they did not brown nose BB, what's his name, then they would not have a problem.
Beetleboken?
Well, yeah, I thought it was rather cute, actually. but if they didn't brown nose as much as they do, and using both the tax dollars of what you fellows do and what I do and everybody else in the U.S. does to cushion the bottom of these politicians and military heads over in Israel, the U.S. would be in a lot better shape. We wouldn't have the problems we're having with infrastructure.
All of this would go away. If we stopped the Federal Reserve and Trump just put an executive order in to start printing U.S. notes like John F. Kennedy did, they wouldn't have the money for these covert operations.
No,
they wouldn't be able to supply them anymore. It would all be over with. Thanks for the call, Francis, North Carolina. I appreciate that. I tell you what, Tom, this is an absolute outrage to me. The so-called leadership of this nation, and I watched that AIPAC conference, it was absolutely outrageously disgusting. The way that they... Oh, Steve, okay, I got... Yeah, okay, Steve Elkins, you're on with Michael and Tom. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Well, it's hard to follow somebody like Francis there. She had a lot of stuff to say. Hey, I just want to throw by you, and I talked to Michael Rivera about it, and there's a little slogan I am throwing out there right now, and I think I told you about it, but the slogan is actually Keep RBN Alive, Tell Five. And how it works is that I would ask that the loyal RBN listeners to contact five people who are not familiar with RBN, direct them to the RBN website to read those banner articles. There's some great information out there. And listen to a show, engage, call into a show, ask questions, give comments. And we should also emphasize that we have no call screeners. Our board ops do not call screen. You can talk about what you need to talk about. There's no censorship so much other than language. We are the real deal, independent media. And I just want to pitch it out there. Keep RBN alive. Tell five. So RBN listeners, please reach out. Touch five other people who are not aware of RBN. Send them to the website to read the articles, engage, call in, be a part of this whole process, the truth movement.
Well, I'll tell you this, Steve, you know, and that's not a big thing to do because, folks, I Uber, as you know, okay, I tell at least five, if not ten, every day I'm in the car, okay? And I don't know how many listeners I've picked up over that, but it's very easy to do. All you have to do is say, tune in, I'd like your opinion on this, as opposed to trying to shove anything down their throat at all. Just ask them to tune in, get their opinion. Would you not agree, boys?
I agree, 100%. Sure. 100%.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, it's perfect timing right now. The mainstream media has dropped the ball, and they're not going to get it back, as far as I'm concerned. We are the real deal. We're the truth tellers. We're accountable for what we say. And if we make a mistake, we come back and say, hey, we got it wrong. But and you won't hear that from mainstream media. We do that. So I'm just telling you, keep RBN alive. Tell five other people who are not familiar with this station, this network, and get the word out.
All right. Well, thanks for that input, Steve. Right. I appreciate it. Yeah. No, Tommy's right. I mean, look, I think, you know, we can win this thing. This is a war. This is a spiritual war. This is a psychological war. Okay.
Sure.
And it's a winnable war. All we have to do is pull the curtain down and expose these people for who they are. Yeah, go ahead. Chris in Las Vegas, you're on with Michael and Tom. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't want you to cut Tom off. He was on a roll there, but I had an observation about his O'Sheen's concept, and I think it may have some relevancy to the conversation when we understand the nature of these word war art twisters who twist the words to their predatory legal advantage to prey upon the least sophisticated and those who are not self-studied and educated to actually learn something objectively meritorious as opposed to the cannon fodder of worthless nonsense they pump out as gibberish at the public pool schools. And it occurs to me that the system that operates the machine, which is created by perverse and deviant self-serving men, is likely the cancer of mood, being that system, I think, is a reverse-speak anagrammatic word, which I think has secret meanings encrypted within it, because you cannot see a system. It's a devious entity that operates invisibly against us. And, of course, it takes various forms that are very dangerous to human beings to keep them from being able to function in liberty and freedom, because it's continually eating out our wealth and eating up our substance and wanting to usurp our abilities to self-determine our own pathways on the planet. What say you?
Isn't that the truth? So I have a quote to that, and this is if you don't mind, Mike.
Go ahead.
We are grateful.
I'll take a nap.
You don't need to do that. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world, central planners, folks, if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government, the supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. David Rockefeller, Baden-Baden, Germany, 1991. This is it, folks. This is these people. This is the ones that are in control.
Here's a little sidebar, if you will, to what you just put out there, blaming the bond kings, the kings of Corbon, take it because they can, and their vernacular, not mine. These people are pretty darn devious and self-deluded to believe that they have powers and abilities far beyond the rest of us to be able to read and interpret things and cognitively perceive the true nature of what's hidden within these word terms. And only by the grace of the Creator and the duties to illuminate some of us least maybe deprived individuals of actual knowledge, of wanting us to know the truth, we've been gifted with blessings and gifts to be able to discern the truth with our eyes and ears and the prayerful exhortations to the Creator to help us understand. It's really quite to the Creator's honor that some of us have the ability to dissolve these word crossword puzzles, these anagrammic respellings, putting new spells on the words to deceive the rest of us, and reverse spells and all sorts of other word art war tricks that these atorns, twisters of words, habitually do to prey upon the rest of us. And with that, I'll let other callers call through. It's always great to speak with Tom, Steve, and everybody on the call. Michael, carry on, keep up the good work, God bless America, and keep RBN funded.
Well, we all can do that if somebody mails us checks. So there you go.
Mails. Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of good input today, but, you know, it's just infuriating. And I have to tell you, you know, I was watching, after I had some conversations regarding Henry Mackow and his quest to find love, you know. Yeah, he married a Philippine girl 18 years ago. He divorced her. He's now married to a Mexican Jew. Okay, what does that say? He's not prejudiced against anybody. Okay,
nope.
She's a foreigner. She's Mexican. She's Jewish. Okay, he's Jewish. You know, but the bottom line is this. I happened to get online. I was looking at a few clips from expatriates living overseas. You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of this. Yep. And I can see no country that I've looked at that is anywhere near close to the corruption of this country. And it's our fault. We elected these people. Were we sleeping at the wheel? We'll be back in three final segments. Michael and Tom, be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest star, Tom Lacovara.
Hello.
In closing, Tom, tell me, from your perspective, is there any place on this planet that one could go to escape this totalitarian, communitarianism nonsense?
You mean on this planet, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, should I just tell Scotty to beam me up now or what? I mentioned this before. I said, you know, maybe all the patriots should just chip in, pool all our money, buy ourselves an island somewhere, and just move, you know? Because it's a creeping fascism. It's a creeping totalitarianism that the heat is turned up to the point where the awakened part of the people already know we're boiling, all right? And yet the dumbed-down Americans are still sitting there cooking themselves to the bones, smiling. Actually, they're not smiling. They're walking around like zombies because they're zombified through the pharmaceuticals and other things like the boob tube, you know. But literally, this is it's getting to the point. I mean, I am so appalled at what's going on in our government, not just with the government itself, but Donald Trump as well, because Donald Trump has got his nose buried up Beetlebokan's hind end. All right, and that in itself is scary. A man that is under indictment for bribery, for crying out loud, and two of his associates were just arrested. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
I mean, and half of the populace over there is protesting, asking him to step down, and he's saying no. You know, who does he think he is, for crying out loud? And then,
I know, right?
Yeah, and then to paint Iran in the context of which he's trying to paint it, to get us to shed the bloods of our brothers and sisters to go over there and take out Iran for the benefit of Israel, this is audacious. It's outrageous. And so, yeah, people say, well, you know, what do you do this for, Michael? Well, I certainly don't do it for the money. You know, I do it for the future of this country. But I'm getting so sick of this. You know, and I was looking at all these other places around the globe and so forth, looking at the good and the bad and the ugly. Yeah, there's some good points to living somewhere else because the corruption isn't anywhere near as bad, or at least it's not out there in your face. But on the other side of the coin, the economy collapses, and any expatriate at any point on the planet, it's going to be blamed on that American expatriate because it'll be the American economy that causes the rest of the world to crash, Tom.
Yeah, that's true. You know, when you look at the Trump Pence team up here, you know, I'm a Christian, so I kind of reflect back to that what I call that moral consistency that I find is necessary. You know, the Times of Israel, this was back in January, they published an article. I ask everybody to go check it out. Palestinian Christians slam Pence's pro-Israel faith. What about the Palestinian Christians, folks? Thou shalt not steal unless God starts working with H&R Block. Come on. When did God become a real estate agent?
Well, I think what's the percentage? I think it's 30% of Palestinians are Christians. You know,
yeah.
So how does the Judeo-Christians turn a blind eye to that? I mean, we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord, right? Okay, but you know, try bringing that up to Chuck Hagee.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Tom. We're out of time. All right.
Good to be with you.
See you. Yep. See you same time, same station tomorrow. Stay out of trouble. Bye for now.
I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle